Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Government officials say it's going to get worse before the coronavirus pandemic in the United States gets better. President Trump warning yesterday there's going to be a lot of death in the coming week, though he also said,
things are happening. We're starting to see light at the end of the tunnel, and hopefully in the not-too-distant future we'll be very proud of the job we all did.
The U.S. now has over 330,000 confirmed cases of coronavirus, and the death toll from it has climbed to at least 9,600. The Department of Veterans Affairs is opening its hospitals to coronavirus patients. VA Secretary Robert Wilkie says 1,500 beds will be open to patients around the nation, and Wilkie says 100 beds are already open in the New York City area, which has been the epicenter of the respiratory illness in the United States. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
What's the easiest way to eat a lot of fruits and vegetables? Balance of Nature. By simply removing the water and air, Balance of Nature can take 31 whole fruits and vegetables and put them into quick and easy-to-eat capsules. With just 3 fruit capsules and 3 veggie capsules, you get the equivalent of over 10 servings of fruits and vegetables every day. That's a lot of stored energy that your body will love. So if you're looking for an easier way to get clean energy, go to balanceofnature.com and order your bottles of sunshine today. Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Average gas prices across the nation dropping another 6.5 cents last week, now at $1.91 a gallon on average. John Clemens has more.
According to Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com, that's the lowest level since 2016.
Average gas prices nationally now stand 84 cents lower than a year ago and 50 cents lower than a month ago.
The middle section of the country has some of the lowest prices.
Wisconsin leads with the lowest average at $1.43. Oklahoma follows at $1.45 per gallon, followed by Ohio at $1.55 per gallon. Leading the nation with the priciest gasoline is Hawaii, the only state above $3 at $3.24, followed by California at $2.97 and Washington State at $2.69 per gallon.
With USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Saudi Arabia and Russia claiming they're close to a deal to end their oil price war, but oil prices are falling again today. And this is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Canadian-born actress Shirley Douglas has died after a prolonged illness. She was 86. Her son, Kiefer Sutherland, giving tribute to her on Twitter yesterday, calling her an extraordinary woman who lived an extraordinary life. Douglas was married to actor Donald Sutherland from 1966 to 1971. A Wisconsin teenager now facing double homicide charges in what authorities there are calling the calculated killings of a university doctor and her husband last week. Police at the University of Wisconsin say 18-year-old Ali Jalaroo was charged with 2 counts of first-degree intentional homicide in the deaths of Dr. Beth Porter and Robin Carey. This was a day after police in Madison had arrested an alleged accomplice, 18-year-old Carrie Sanford. Porter and Carey were found by a jogger in a ditch not far from the university. Police say they believe it was not a random act. Two children are in a hospital after eating THC-laced candy obtained from a food bank in Utah. An 11-year-old and a 5-year-old, both taken to a hospital after consuming what was believed to be medicated nerd ropes, given to their families as part of a food distribution effort from a church that was working with the Utah Food Bank. Police in Roy City say volunteers distributed more than 60 bags with 3 to 4 servings of that candy in every one. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous 4-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982, and now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world-famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature, Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-883-1612. 800-883-1612. Call 800-883-1612.
This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
It is 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. With us right now, the best-selling author of Dark Agenda, The War to Destroy Christian America, David Horowitz, joins us now. David, how are you?
I'm doing well. Self-quarantined. I'm not ill, but I've got to protect myself. I'm of advanced age with underlying conditions, as they like to put it.
Well, and it's so threatening right now, David. I mean, you're watching the death toll climbing. Not enough ventilators available. You know, resuscitator ventilators for people.
What's really threatening? I've just written 2 parts, and I'm writing the 3rd part here tomorrow of an article for frontpagemagazine.com called Wars Visible and Invisible.
Right.
The invisible war, which is threatening all Americans regardless of their party affiliation, is the coronavirus. But there's a second war, which is visible, which is to undermine and destroy the credibility of the commander-in-chief, which is a deadly threat, and which has already cost many lives, which the Democrats have mounted. Pelosi is already talking about a second impeachment because Trump was in denial early on. That's when he was banning the Chinese and being denounced as a racist by Pelosi and her party, by Biden, and a hysterical xenophobe.
Right. And while they were focused on impeachment, oh, by the way.
Yes, exactly. The month of December 18th is when they voted for the articles of impeachment. Then Pelosi held them up while nothing else was talked about for the next, whatever it was, 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, 3 weeks. Until January 15th, when the virus has already stricken the United States. And the Democratic Party, the House majority, didn't even discuss the virus.
Yeah.
Until after the Senate acquitted Trump.
Yeah, I mean, they're only saying about the virus was taking exception to Donald Trump doing a brilliant move, and that was stopping airplanes coming from China. And they called him a xenophobe, and that was about the first statement that they made about
him. Hysterical, xenophobe, and a racist.
Yes.
The Democrats are a menace. They're an anti-American party. They don't have the interest of the American people. And, you know, the contrast is very clear. Mark Cuban, who voted for and obviously donated to the Hillary campaign, and who said that if Trump were elected, he said this a week before the election, it would kill the stock market, and who said that he didn't understand the principles of leadership after he was elected. The Cuban, who's not a politician, and there's nothing lower. I mean, Woody Allen once said, cut below child molesters. Mm-hmm. Certainly Nancy Pelosi is. But Cuban, being a businessman, is also practical and appreciates, you know, learn something. And yesterday he said that Trump deserves, quote, all the credit in the world for his handling of this virus, something you would never know from watching MSNBC, NBC, exactly. ABC, mm-hmm. CNN. This is what you call sedition, or I prefer the word treason, but treason is out of style in America. We haven't tried anybody for treason since Tokyo Rose, believe it or not.
No. I know, but this is the problem, because nobody's tried and they're allowed to get away with things with impunity, David. They continue their misbehavior, whether it's, Blasey Ford making up stories about Kavanaugh. Yeah, exactly. No, it's endless, all the stuff that's happened.
The lynching of Brett Kavanaugh is one of the most disgraceful episodes in the history of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Witch trials, except they didn't get to burn him at the stake, although they wanted to.
Yeah, and they would have if they could have. And as you mentioned before, you know, the Russian hoax, what that was made up to do, and it's all aiming for the same endpoint, and that was and is the eradication of 63 million votes for Donald Trump to make him president of the United States.
Yeah. Well, this book I read, called Dark Agenda, The War to Destroy Christian America, is really about how this division began. Where, of course, it began with the assault on prayer in the schools and went on to Roe v. Wade was the real divider.
Right.
Where the radicals saw that the Supreme Court was a vulnerable institution. They could infiltrate and use it to subvert and change the laws of the entire nation overnight. That's what began the divisions. And the left hates religion
mm-hmm.
because our values originated as Protestant values. I mean, 98% of the people who founded this country were Protestant Christians.
Mm-hmm.
And in my book, Dark Agenda, shows how clearly the ideas we have of equality and liberty and tolerance and inclusion are all originated as Protestant Christian ideas during the Reformation.
Exactly.
And they're under assault because the left hates America. And by the left, I mean Nancy Pelosi. I don't
exactly.
just mean, mm-hmm. you know, Islamic terrorists like Ilhan Omar,
mm-hmm.
because her protector is Pelosi.
Right. Well, David, what's so ironic, especially in light of the title of your book, Dark Agenda, The War to Destroy Christian America, Christian America is going through a revival right now through this epidemic, this pandemic that's taken place. I don't know if you've read, but online churches are through the roof. People are coming to God in record numbers. Yes.
I saw Joel Osteen being interviewed on Fox.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, he spoke to an empty cathedral, thousands of seats, but he spoke to 4.5 million people
right.
on television.
Yeah, and he's just one of thousands of Christians who are turning to online. In fact, I went to Mass with the Pope last Sunday. So, you know, more and more people, because the churches are being closed down, even though there was a church, I believe, in Tampa, where, you know, the police had to come in and they arrested the pastor because he chose to violate the social...
virus that's shown us how dangerous the government can be.
Yes.
They can shut down the whole country. They can, where I live, if you drive with no purpose, if you just go out driving, they can fine you $1,000.
Wow.
It's just unreal. You do not want Elizabeth Warren running the country.
No,
with that kind of ability.
Well, not at all. But, you know, through this whole process, David, I agree with what you were saying earlier. And this is a new opportunity for us, to have our preferences redefined. I always tell the kids experience defines preference. And we're getting a lot of experience out of this, whether it's the government, the overreach of the government, you know, shades and memories of what happened after 9/11, where the government overreacted. Of course, the bailouts of 08, you know, here we are with a $2 trillion bill that was just recently passed, in order to hold up this economy on the other side of maybe, it looks like maybe as late as May 15th. We've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from David Horowitz after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about. Providing for your family, even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection. And you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers. And their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
Someone once said, live free or die.
right? Bill Martinez live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. Bill Martinez here, just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Our conversation with best-selling author David Horowitz continues, author of Dark Agenda, The War to Destroy Christian America. By the way, speaking of books, you've got a new book coming up, right?
I do. It's called Blitz, Trump Will Smash the Left and Win, and it's about these Trump wars and what they're really about. I think it's one of my best books, so...
Wow.
People can pre-order it on at Amazon.
Okay.
But just going back to Seth for a second, to Dark, and I've written this series of articles in Front Page, Wars Visible and Invisible, about the two wars, the war against the virus, which is the invisible war, and then the war against the president who's there as elected by the people to defend us, but the war against him is a more dangerous war because we can't beat the virus if they undermine his presidency. But going back to the Dark Agenda book, there's a fundamental biblical idea that explains the divisions between left and right. And it's back to the Garden of Eden. Whose fundamental message, I mean, we lived in a paradise that was better than socialism or communism or the Green New Deal, which were all the same.
Mm-hmm.
And we showed that we didn't deserve it because we couldn't stop from committing evil. That's we had to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
Mm-hmm.
That's why all these socialist schemes will bring about a worse, an infinitely worse world than they promise. Because it's the problem is people. It's us.
Yes.
It's people's... I mean, this is so fundamental to every Christian, Catholic, Protestant, and every Jew. Well, the Jews are a little confused. I say that as a Jew.
Yes, I'm with you.
Understands this, that we are the problem. The root cause of all social problems is us. And the idea that there's some group of us, that if you give them enough power, they can save the world, is ridiculous. And look at these crusaders, the Hillary Clintons, the Joe Bidens, these incredibly corrupt individuals who've made fortunes off the presidency. There's an article in New York Magazine by an otherwise pretty intelligent writer, Andrew Sullivan, which shows the level of Trump derangement.
Mm-hmm.
He says that Trump is only interested in himself, has no interest in the public good, the very opposite of the truth.
Exactly.
This is Obama made, it says on the internet he's got a $40 million net worth. I'm sure it's much more than that. Clinton, $70 million. They made that by exploiting their public office. It's called bribery, but that's mm-hmm. what they did. Trump is the only president in American history who's given his whole salary back. And in fact, his last this quarter, starting in January, gets $100,000 a quarter. He devoted it to the coronavirus. And anybody watching his trade deals, I mean, for three presidencies, our presidents, Republican and Democrat, allowed us to be fleeced to the tune of trillions of dollars by not negotiating trade deals that were fair to us, but subsidizing communist dictatorships like China. And when Trump went up against everybody opposed him taking on China in the trade war, and has brought billions of dollars back to Americans and created trade deals that are finally fair to us. It's so underhanded what the Democrats are doing. They're liars, and they're cynical liars because they know this. I can't stand listening to Schumer or Pelosi. I mean, these are vile people. Machiavellians to the core. I mean, look at Pelosi, the politics she's played with this virus, which unfortunately Republicans let her get away with. But like giving, what did she give, $30 million to the Kennedy Center?
25 million.
Mm-hmm. 5 million were kicked back to the DNC, the Democratic National Committee. It's a slush fund. And then they fired their whole orchestra. The money was supposed to keep people in their jobs. Not that the Kennedy Center has anything to do with fighting the virus.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
One could go on and on.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
this takes somebody with the lowest, no ethical values, and so self-righteous.
The voters need to see this. I mean, it can no longer be acceptable, though you write about wars visible and invisible. I mean, you have to purposely stick your head in the sand to not be able to acknowledge even everything that China has done to America. Because here it is, we handed out to them. We put forth the hand of friendship and help and support so that they could be a viable country. We gave them some technology, and now they're using it against us, and they're taking advantage. Yeah, no question.
It's a horrifying communist dictatorship. They've got a million Uyghur Muslims in concentration camps, executing them, raping their women, putting them in slave labor because they're Muslims.
Yeah, and organ harvesting. They're harvesting their organs, too.
And this is such a vile dictatorship. I mean, there are great Chinese, by the way, since we're speaking of China, in response to my articles in Front Page on the virus,
mm-hmm.
one of the commentators was married to a Chinese woman who followed the China language blog, and that's the people who are rebelling against this evil empire.
Mm-hmm.
And they say that there are 2 million coronavirus cases in China today, and 40,000 people have died. And I checked that with other people who have expertise, and they say that's right.
No, I'm hearing the same thing through my channels as well, David. And the thing is, it adds to the disgust of all this, is not only is China, but the World Health Organization is chiming in. Yes.
Why are we in the UN at all? It's a terrorist organization, for crying out to you.
Yes.
But the World Health Organization is a disgrace. Just a disgrace. But we have Hillary Clinton, who is a presidential candidate, is supporting the China propaganda campaign against Trump. It's treason is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to use an archaic word like that, but that's what it is.
Well,
aiding
and
abetting an enemy.
Well, here we are. We're in what, in effect, is a third world war, David. And any other war like this, yes, we've had people who have been antithetical and they've revolted against whether it was Vietnam and that sort of thing. But the First World War and the Second World War, people came together. They united. We see glimpses of this, but yet the political class, as you say, they're on their own high horse, and they... they're not with a united America, because I agree with you. I don't believe that they believe in America as a idea, as a vision, as hope.
No, they don't. No. They're anti-American to the core. Elizabeth Warren, in one of those presidential debates, said we need race-conscious laws. How American is that?
Yes.
They want to abolish the Electoral College, which is in the Constitution, to force Americans to compromise. That's why it's there. The Democratic Party is calling it racist and undemocratic and circumventing it as we speak.
He is the best-selling author of Dark Agenda, The War to Destroy Christian America. You can check him out at frontpagemag.com and for more information there. And also, you can pre-order his forthcoming book, Blitz, Trump Will Smash the Left and Win. David, as always, we appreciate the time. Thank you for coming on.
This is sponsored by Facebook. Mark Zuckerberg, founder and CEO of Facebook, announced the launch of Facebook's COVID-19 Information Center, to ensure people get access to information from trusted health sources. The Information Center includes real-time updates from national health authorities and global organizations, as well as helpful articles, videos, and posts about social distancing and preventing the spread of COVID-19. In addition, Facebook is matching $20 million in donations to support COVID-19 relief efforts, while giving the World Health Organization free ads. KX Jin is head of health at Facebook.
We have been working with health authorities since the WHO declared COVID-19 a public health emergency in late January. Our priority has and continues to be focused on helping people stay informed with credible health information from the experts, as well as combating misinformation.
For more, visit Facebook.com. That's www.facebook.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Government officials say it's going to get worse before the coronavirus pandemic in the United States gets better. President Trump warning yesterday there's going to be a lot of death in the coming week, though he also said,
things are happening. We're starting to see light at the end of the tunnel, and hopefully in the not-too-distant future we'll be very proud of the job we all did.
The U.S. now has over 330,000 confirmed cases of coronavirus, and the death toll from it has climbed to at least 9,600. The Department of Veterans Affairs is opening its hospitals to coronavirus patients. VA Secretary Robert Wilkie says 1,500 beds will be open to patients around the nation, and Wilkie says 100 beds are already open in the New York City area, which has been the epicenter of the respiratory illness in the United States. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now, 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote, 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't worry. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with you, America. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Scott Page is going to be joining us, author of It's Never Too Late, Getting Older, Wiser, and Worry-Free in Our Golden Years. Who doesn't want that, huh? He's an expert on retirement and financial issues facing seniors, boomers, and the silent generation. He's appeared on 2020, NBC Nightly News, and Fox, and been featured in the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and just, you know, everywhere, you know? Okay? You get it? He wrote regularly for Huffington Post, for Money Matters, and now for Forbes. He was instrumental in enlisting Betty White to serve as a spokesperson for the life insurance settlement industry to help raise awareness. Scott, boy, you've been busy, and you've been busy for seniors, and thank you for fighting the good fight on behalf of seniors.
Absolutely. I should be able to do so, and I hope when I get into seniors, which I'm very close, there's some young folks come along that will fight for me.
Exactly. You'll just hand off the baton to the next generation, and they'll keep fighting for both of us there. So, hey, we appreciate the legacy that you've established here. Let's talk about financial toxicity. You know, that's kind of a fancy buzzword we've been hearing more and more about, but we need to be aware of it. What does it mean?
It is. It's financial toxicity affects seniors and anyone that's suffering from a serious illness. It's when the overwhelming stress caused by financial uncertainty really reduces your body's ability to heal. And a lot of people, you know, respond to stress differently. And, you know, it's bad enough if you're dealing with being a senior or you have a serious illness, but to be compounded with financial stress can really be devastating to your health.
Without a doubt, and I think we're realizing it in today's era of dealing with COVID-19, worry and concern, it adds stress and inflammation to the body psychologically. And I was glad the president brought that up here recently because the press has been focused on other issues, but not realizing, like in any kind of war, any kind of stress, it is all encompassing. It's the body, it's the mind, it's the spirit that's implicated, right?
Absolutely. I think it's underestimated, and I'm glad the president did bring that up. I think mental illness in this country is also underestimated, and to have the ability to be able to relax, to find something to do to change where your mind goes, to not to fall into these downward cycles, and to focus on something positive is really what the American needs right now.
Scott, in your experience, what have you found with people who are dealing with serious illness or the threat thereof, what have you found that is reducing financial toxicity for them?
One of the things that I think we all underestimate is the compassion of human nature. And people are just too proud to ask for help. Anyone that's suffering from financial stress or financial toxicity, they should contact the people they owe money to, contact their landlords or their banks or their credit card companies and explain the situation. We're all in this boat together. Mm-hmm. I think people should also consider reducing expenses and consider selling uncorrelated assets. Now, what I'm saying, don't panic right now and sell stocks or anything related to the stock market, because that's just a disaster. Right. One cure for financial toxicity existing life insurance policy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've been hearing more and more about that. That is something, heretofore we hadn't heard anything about. And I thought it was a neat new, potential for people to be able to exercise in selling, their life insurance policy. How does that happen? How do we do that?
There's one way that if we buy 75, we're offering a free service for life insurance policies. And I've been doing this for almost over 30 years, and I can tell you the insurance companies do not want people to know about this option. Mm. As a matter of fact, an insurance company would rather you afford to pay your premium, so the policy would be worthless, and that's how they make their money.
So they want you to default, but now's a good time to, again, as you say, you want to kind of gather your assets and consider all your options, and by the way, we do have some time on our hands, and I think this is the opportunity to make the most of that time, and maybe start with a bit of a checklist up front of things to do, and particularly when it has to deal with your finances, let's write them down and look into, the possible selling of a life insurance policy. Now, how long does an appraisal take?
Once that we have the initial appraisal, it's about 48 hours. Uh-huh. We can qualify someone very quickly. The appraisal service is for free, and there's mm-hmm. no obligation. And we think that everyone should have some idea of what all their assets are worth. And
exactly.
People overlook their insurance policy. They look at it as it's a liability. And right now, seniors are struggling to pay bills, and struggling to pay that insurance premium could be something that could be relieved to get a free life insurance appraisal, and then we can help convert it to cash.
Exactly. Scott, give us an idea. Somebody has $300,000, let's say, life or term insurance. What kind of money are they looking at when they sell that?
Well, the rule of thumb is the shorter your life expectancy, the higher the payout. Mm-hmm. For someone who's healthy and who is, in their 60s, this may not be a good opportunity or a program for them. Mm-hmm. But who's over the age of 75 or, again, suffering with a serious illness should at a minimum get an appraisal, because at many times the appraisal value of the policy is much more than even if you had cash value built up in the policy. I've seen settlements range from anywhere as low as 10% of the face amount all the way up to 80% of the face amount. So there's a large volume of opportunity there, and all it takes is just one call to get that appraisal for your policy, and consumers know exactly what it's worth, whether they decide to convert it today or they next year. We can do appraisal. We do annual appraisals for lots of seniors. So every year they just take stock in what they have and they know what the value of it is and they have the opportunity to convert it to cash if they need it.
And if they convert it to cash, of course, then the company is going to continue to pay their life insurance, you know, policy, but they've cashed out basically. And
exactly. It's right. Almost as if they've sold any asset. There was a 1913 law passed at the Supreme Court that allowed life insurance to be sold as private property. So it's as if you sold a car or a piece of art or a piece of real estate. Your life insurance is private property, and once you sell it, you're no longer obligated to pay any future premiums on it. You receive the cash, and in some cases, it could be received tax-free.
Wow. That is a great option. So let me, you know, being since we've whet their appetite about this, Scott, how can they find out more information and who do they contact to take advantage of this free appraisal?
They can contact me or any of my colleagues at 844-WE-BUY-75. That's 844-932-8975, or your listeners can go to webuy75.com and apply now and find out if they qualify for the program and exactly what their policy is worth.
Well, this is, I think it's an awesome idea, and your advice, Scott, here is loaded with wisdom for our seniors. Call a time out here. Let's get all our assets together. Let's consider the options, what we need to, evaluate here and, get our ducks in a row. And this is going to do a lot to reduce that financial toxicity, right?
Yes, sir, it will. And, you know, it's amazing. I've seen friends, and through my 30 years of helping seniors and individuals with terminal illnesses, lives change. When they're no longer worried about money, when they have the finances to take care of themselves, it's interesting how their health can improve. You know, they remove that financial toxicity. They start thinking about positive things. You know, they can spend time on FaceTime or on Zoom with their grandchildren now. You know, they don't have to worry about paying rent. They can relax, and many of them can continue paying their health insurance. So, again, really, getting an appraisal for your life insurance policy is just a thing that seniors should consider
yes.
as part of this America that we're moving into after COVID.
Brilliant idea, Scott. I appreciate it. He's the author of It's Never Too Late, Getting Older, Wiser, and Worry-Free in Our Golden Years. Scott Page has been with us. Scott, remind everybody once again how they can or where they need to go for more information.
Absolutely. They can call us at 844-WE-BUY-75. That's 844-932-8975. Or they can visit us on the Internet and apply directly to see if they qualify at WEBUY75.com.
Great job. Thank you, Scott. Appreciate it. Have a safe day. Be safe out there, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Now that mortgage rates are at all-time lows, the question is, what are you waiting for? Say goodbye to those high mortgage payments and high interest rates on your credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman. And no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates ever. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603278. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you.
It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Adam Holtz joins us now, the director for Focus on the Families, PluggedIn.com. He's all hunkered down there in Colorado. How are we doing there, Adam?
Doing okay.
Yeah, just
still trying to get my voice back, but onward and upward.
Just tell everybody you're going through puberty, buddy. That's all.
Right. I know. I mean, I thought once was enough, but apparently I get to do it again.
Well, it gives you the margin of error that we can use and want to exercise because of our own humanity at times. But I know it's tough for people all around right now, and some people reluctantly, they've got skin in the game whether they realize it or not, Adam. I mean, this thing is just, in fact, I was mentioning to people, that I was watching the Ten Commandments the other night that was airing, and I have fond memories of the Ten Commandments because it was the first movie, believe it or not, that my dad took me to. I don't know if I told you that. So, but in watching it, and remember as the plague starts to come in on Passover night, and seeing that green plague just going across the ground, it was like, wow, God, is this like the coronavirus, you know?
Yeah.
And, and interestingly enough that here we are, the holiest week of the Easter season that we're underway with now. We got Passover on Wednesday. And Franklin Graham is right. I agree with him, as many have said as well. In fact, we're going to be talking with Pastor Paula White later on in the week, who is... for all intents and purposes, I guess she's regarded as the president's personal pastor. I mean, she's there in the White House a lot, and
giving him counsel. But, you know, the idea is that, you know, what this all comes down to is this is a spiritual situation. I mentioned this morning, again, we hear, you know, about Second Chronicles 7 time and again, if my people who are called by my name, and people are, you know, a lot of people have memorized it, but I'm not sure that it's gone from the head, you know, to the heart, where it is really a manifestation that we really are taking God's admonition to account here.
Right.
That, you know, the people who are called by his name, are we humbling ourselves? Are we praying? Are we acknowledging? Because, you know, when you come face to face to God, with God, you know the truth. I mean, there's just no argument about it. I mean, even Moses, as he's out in the desert and he, you know, goes to see the burning bush, he understands the presence of God to such a degree, he lies prostrate.
Yeah.
He just is absolutely humbled. Because of the reality of the awesomeness and the holiness of God. And, you know, when you look at our culture and the landscape of our culture and where we are today, many have said for a long time is that if God doesn't judge us, I think the people of Sodom and Gomorrah have an argument.
Yeah. Well, and it's always tricky business to make any kind of pronouncement about whether there's a divine judgment, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because the thing about these sorts of things is, it's connecting with such a broad swath of people.
Mm-hmm.
But we also know when we look at scripture that there are judgments and there's just the fallen world, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
right.
And, my son said, I don't know why we're surprised about this. Every 100 years we have one of these things, and he rattled off from his history class, you know, what happened in 1918, and then he just went back through the centuries, and, you know, it illustrates that we have short memories, right?
Right, exactly.
But I do think, whether it's a judgment or not, it is an opportunity for us to face our mortality, and to face the fact that we all have to make a reckoning with God, right? Mm. You know,
exactly.
Pascal said, we're all making a wager. Where are you going to place your bets?
Amen.
And that may seem like a crass way of thinking about it, and I'm summarizing a little bit. But, you know, I'm not betting on myself, and I'm not betting on my own frailty. I'm betting on, you know, what Jesus did for me that I couldn't do for myself.
Right, exactly. And as Donald Trump said, what do you got to lose?
Exactly.
I mean, really, I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, in this situation, I mean, you look and you just say, okay, let's reconcile the holiness of God with our culture right now.
Right.
Are we aligned? Are we misaligned? Are we missing the point here? I mean, there's over 60 million babies, for example, being aborted. Does that honor God?
Right. Well, and I know this may not be popular, but I think about Cuomo in New York, and there have been times when I've watched him and I thought, man, this guy is really a leader and he's got some good things to say.
Right.
And then I have to take a step back and say, and he's also the guy who signed the most permissive abortion bill in America, you know? And so there's this contrast between saving life and disregard for it. And, you know, if we're going to be saving lives, let's talk about all of the lives we could be saving.
Well, without a doubt, you know, speaking with a friend and pastor friend in Southern California, Phil Hotzenpiller, who I highly regard and respect, and I said, you know, the thing was I went back to my, you know, some of my old Bible college research days and that sort of thing, and I don't know why, and of course I have a very close friend who always accuses me of being into numerology, but I say, well, you know, but God, numbers for God are important. I mean, you know, we all know 7, you know, what that means, and, you know, 3, the triune, the Trinity, you know, like, there's something about the numbers, and as I looked back, I mean, we are in 2020, and we talked about this before, about 2020 having something to do with vision and clarity,
right,
and that sort of thing. And man, we're seeing things a little bit differently, you know, this year. And, but the other thing that I discovered in going back and looking at some of my notes and studies was the number 20. The number 20 stands for redemption.
Mm.
Interesting, right? So you mentioned Governor Cuomo. Well, God loves Governor Cuomo. I mean, look at
him. Absolutely, he does.
He wants him redeemed. He wants everybody redeemed. You know, people who have made, we've all made mistakes. Nobody's claiming perfection
absolutely.
Here, okay? If not, then we don't need the cross, okay?
Right.
But I also like what another pastor said. He says, you know, the symbol of love is not the heart. I like this. He says, it's the cross.
Mm.
Think about that.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I had to stop, and I said, man, that is worth meditating on, you know, because we're so, you know, everybody does the, you know, the hand symbol of the heart and everything, but we know the Bible also tells us our heart is so corrupt,
yeah.
And we have to be careful, you know, because people say, well, you know, Adam, follow your heart. I mean, you know, that's...
Well, yeah, I mean, let us talk about the core Disney message, which is follow your heart. I'm like, well, if I follow my heart, I might end up in some pretty bad places.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And because the Bible tells us it's corrupt. I mean, it's the very thing that we need to, you know, it's so hard that the Word of God has to sit on our heart and kind of crack it like
right.
a nutshell, you know.
And we forget, right? I mean,
right.
I was reading 1 Peter this week, and 1 Peter was written to a group of Christians who were scattered across Asia Minor as Nero persecuted them.
Mm-hmm.
And Peter says, you know, it's a light and momentary suffering. And he has such a grounding in God's kingdom that he can look at horrible persecution
mm-hmm.
and keep it in perspective with that bigger, you know, that bigger understanding very much in mind. And, man, it's a terrific book to read right now if you haven't
Without
read
it
recently.
Exactly. I want to talk about, because we had Jim Daly on last week,
yeah.
and I want to talk about Focus at Home, but before we get to that, real quick, just to kind of wrap this up, because Vice President Pence several times has echoed, you know, and we will heal our land. It's not us. We're not the ones to heal our land. And
right.
I love Mike Pence.
Right.
But let's keep, you know, that language is tied to that verse, you know, those verses
right.
13 and 14 from Second Chronicles.
Right.
And there is a prescription that we have to do. And I cited, you know, part of it that we, you know, first of all, it's paramount amongst the people who are called, who call on the name of God. You know, if my people who are called by my name, you know, and if they seek my face, and seeking the face, they've got to look to God and set aside their own sin, their own agenda, and realize in doing that they're going to turn from their wicked ways, realizing, look it, I confess to God, I'm not squaring up. You know, your
right.
will and my will, it's not as it is in heaven. We need to get that squared away. And we've got to turn from our wicked ways, and in doing that, then, you know, he will hear, God will hear from heaven, and it's God that will heal our land.
Right.
He is the ultimate solution. He is our source of redemption. And I believe during this Easter season, God wants to redeem all his creation.
Absolutely.
And even those right now, you know, because, you know, we will start a parade here, which I think is really exciting, not only amongst the people of God, but those who are the people of God yet to be declared.
Yep, absolutely, Bill. Amen
okay.
and amen.
Okay, real quick, Focus at Home. Tell us about that. We've got about a minute and a half.
Focus at Home is a new streaming service launched last week by Focus on the Family. And you will find there some beloved Focus on the Family products and shows from over the years. We've got the video series, Adventures in Odyssey, as well as some audio episodes of that radio show, McGee and Me, Last Chance Detectives, and coming in future weeks, we'll have That the World May Know and The Truth Project, and other new content as well. And for the duration of the coronavirus pandemic, that will be free. So you can go to focusonthefamily.com/streaming and sign up there.
And I would say that if you're not, for the adults, you want a master's, kind of a master's study on truth, look at the Truth Project.
Yep.
Dale Talbert, Dr. Talbert and company have done an outstanding job. I personally, it was life-changing for me.
Absolutely.
It was absolutely life-changing. I highly recommend it. Hey, you got some extra time. I know there's good books to read. You know, we also talked about 1 Peter. Excellent Bible verses to catch up on. Highly recommend the Truth Project. It will knock your socks off, I'm telling you. Adam Holtz, the director for Focus on the Family's PluggedIn.com. Adam, be well, buddy. Take care.
Thank you, Bill. You too.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.